Thank you and good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank everyone for coming this morning. It's quite the opportunity to stand in front of you and talk about variability of maize canopy reflectance within field length strips fertilized with low to high rates of nitrogen. Now, this is a shirt tail project off my master's thesis at Purdue University under advisors James Camberato and Robert Nielsen. So the objectives for this presentation are just to document the variability in crop reflectance within these strips fertilized from low to high rates of nitrogen fertilizer. And then to address the practicality of these proposed virtual reference strips in areas instead of actual high reference areas for implementing the optical crop sensors and nitrogen rate decisions. So this sensor technology what is referred to as active optical reflectance sensors, and they're a self-contained unit that emit and measure the reflectance off the crop canopy. And they use two individual wavelengths, a visible red or amber, and a near-infrared band. And the light is pulsed in such a way that it can be distinguished between the sunlight, and these sensors can be used at any part of the day, and they are differentiated or distinguished between passive sensors. So the light reflected from the canopy is a ratio between the visible and near-infrared wavelengths. And as you can see in the diagram here, we have our self-contained sensor unit, which has this bank of diodes underneath that you can see a amber-colored, with this crop circle sensor is a amber-colored. And then it reflects off the crop leaf and is measured in the unit itself again. And these sensor measurements that measure the biomass or the size and greenness of a canopy are only relative or interpreted relative to a reference strip or an area of a field that is known to be insufficient. And here you can see on the right side of the page that we have in a nitrogen trial of 100% chlorophyll index. So our nitrogen trials are relative to the highest rate in that nitrogen trial. And then next to it is our starter only treatment. And this, at this particular stage at V10 or V11, that chlorophyll index is only 60% of the highest in rate in that strip. And this is at V10 or V11. So where can we find these sufficient areas of a cornfield to be able to interpret the crop reflectance sensors? And some researchers suggest that we need to do these planned high reference strips across the field, but this requires planning and excess in fertilizer. So the newest proposed idea is these virtual reference strips, and this has been made aware from Ag Leader with their newest sensor called the Optrix. It's also referred to as the Holland Scientific Crop Circle 470. And Ag Leader recommends that a grower apply 1/3 to 1/2 of their recommended nitrogen fertilizer to obtain optimum yield at planting or near planting. And this comes out of their reference sheet for the Optrix sensor. They further suggest that we need to find the healthiest area of the field and drive over that area for 5 minutes to try to distinguish this virtual high reference area for that individual field. And the question is, but do such areas actually exist in each field? And the picture in the bottom right, we can see there's quite a difference right along here from the left and the right. But I want to warn you that is just a hybrid difference. There's no nitrogen difference between that area, so we need to keep practical management aspects in mind when we start talking about this. So what's most important about the data that I'm going to show you today is that it's from a larger experiment that was established in 2006. This experiment was put in place to try to refine the nitrogen management recommendations for the state of Indiana. And so the data is from 2006 to 2009 at six of our ag research centers across the state of Indiana. Each of these locations differ in soil type and climate and give us a quite different response curve to nitrogen fertilizer. So we have accumulated 32 site years of data with 19 with corn following soybeans and 13 in corn following corn. And the plots are large. We think that we get a better response with large plots, and we have 120 to 150 meters in length plots that are all 12 rows, 76 centimeter wide, replicated 3 to 6 times depending on location. Our treatments are starter plus UAN 28% nitrogen at 6 rates from 0 to 286 kilograms of nitrogen fertilizer per hectare, and this is incremented in 40 to 50 kilograms of N per hectare over these trials dependent on location. And it's important to point out that a single hybrid or its near isoline was used in 2006, 2007, 2008, the only difference being the addition of the glyphosate trait. So the parent are all the same in those three site years. So the reflectance measurements that we collected were using the old model of the crop circle, the ACS 210. And our sensor collection was approximately 2 to 3.5 weeks after the nitrogen fertilizer application. And this V stage was V9 to V12 whenever we were in there collecting these measurements. The ACS 210 uses a visible wavelength and amber colored, like we saw previously in the presentation, at 590 nanometers and a near infrared of 880 nanometers. And we calculate a chlorophyll index, which is the ratio between the two minus one. And the reason why we have chose to use the chlorophyll index is because of its correlation between relative yield and relative chlorophyll index. This is 23 of the site years from 2006 to 2008 with that same near isoline hybrid. But all these values are relative to the highest N rate in each rep. So remember, the highest N rate was always divided into to get these relative values. And we see that our relative chlorophyll index to maximize yield is always 98, 95, somewhere in that range to maximize yield. So let's get back to this virtual reference area. So we tried to identify these areas in our nitrogen trials with what I call low to intermediate N rates. So we tried to come as close to our intervals that address that 1/3 to 1/2 of the total pre-plant nitrogen that AgriLeader suggested in their manual. And we're trying to just figure out where the mean of the highest N rate plot fell with these low to intermediate N rates. So in other words, did the upper limits of the distribution overlap with the mean of the highest N rate? When we look at just the relative CIs for each of these intermediate, low to intermediate, and then the highest N rate, we see that we get right at the 95%, the low being 94%, all the way up to equaling the 100% relative chlorophyll index for these low to intermediate N rates compared to the highest N rate. This is for all the 2009 locations, corn following soybeans, at only 3 of the nitrogen rates. When we further approach this from the distribution standpoint, I have 3 distributions stacked on top of each other from the TPAC 2009 corn on soybeans with, again, 3 of the N rates. The low, the 1/3, 1/2, and then the max N rate for that location. And those N rates correlate with the bottom to the top. So highest N rate to lowest N rate. The red line indicates the mean of the highest N rate for that location. So 4.77 chlorophyll index for that location. And we go all the way to the top and we have this 1/3 of our optimum rate. 90 kilograms of N per hectare, and we see a very good overlay of the mean of the highest N rate with that low N rate for that location. The mean only differing by a few tenths. And the distribution tails overlap, it's not even close. We have a really good overlap there between the high and a low nitrogen rate. And so we spread this out and we look at all of the corn on soybeans for 2009 at the same N rates. So we have 90, 134 and the highest N rate for that location. And we see quite the same trend. Our N rates, our highest N rate and the mean of that highest N rate and the mean of the lowest or the low N rate for that location have a good correlation between each other. And whenever we first started to look at the tails overlapping, we see a much better a correlation with just the means of that high N rate. And so we look at the distribution of this data, and we see that none of the locations have a CI or a mean CI equal to each other. So we know that we cannot use a similar CI comparative to each location. But they have very good correlations between each other. So my overall conclusions are both a good news, bad news kind of situation. We found that the distributions of these N rates have good correlation. We can see an overlap between a low or intermediate N rate and the highest N rate for a particular location. However, if you read farther into the manual, we pointed out that we want to look at the greenest, the healthiest plants in a location. Well, that could give you a CI value which is at the high end. It would overlap the mean of the highest N rate for that particular trial, and you would inversely over-fertilize that particular location. And so we go on to talk about that there. And then finally, it's a practical challenge. So how can you find that healthiest area in the field? You know, if we put on a lower one-third to one-half your optimum N rate for that location, how do we find that in a particular location? It's a practical challenge that we need to address further. And with that, I'd like to open the floor to any questions. Yes, sir. So the question was any ideas on how to find that? And field management. We have some aerial photographs for some of our nitrogen trials across the state at a late vegetative early reproductive state. And some of the areas that you would see greenest in an aerial photograph do not correlate with what the sensor showed us at, you know, an earlier vegetative state. It's very difficult. We find that the areas of the field are very small to try to find that in a particular trial. Yes, sir.
You had when you showed the distributions all on the same graph, you had one location that had a much different distribution than the other locations, much more spread out. I'm wondering if you know why that distribution was shaped that way.
Gentleman's question was dealing with the distributions of each location whenever I showed all of 2009 corn on soybeans. And that goes back to the different soil types at each location. Some of our soils are very uniform and we have a very good distribution of and correlation with optimum N rate along with the chlorophyll index values that we measure throughout the growing year. And a very leptocryptic, a steep distribution is from our very good soils that has no variability across location, whereas a platycurtic distribution is from a poor soil environment that we see a lot of differences, a lot of variability across the plots. So we're trying to figure out why that variability is such across locations.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.